I want to know what your predictions are for 2022. I'm going to give you a couple of topics, and you tell me what you predict will happen in these scenarios, okay? Who's Pete Davidson going to date after Kim Kardashian?
Another Kardashian. Chloe.
No, those sisters never do that. That's the weird thing. They never, ever share men, which I think is so interesting because it seems impossible because there's only four of them. There's only like a handful of men that they'll date, but yet they don't share men. So it's not going to be a Kardashian.
I don't think there's anybody left.
Has to be somebody super famous, super hot. It's going to be either Billie Eilish or Miley Cyrus.
Okay, it's not Billie Eilish.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley, maybe, but Taylor Swift, if she breaks up with that guy.
No, I think Taylor and Joe all are going all the way. I think that's her boo. Okay, so I think maybe Megan Fox will dump Machine Gun Kelly and end up with Pete Davidson. She's too old for him?
Too old, yeah.
No, she's about the same age as Kim Kardashian. No, actually, sorry, she's younger. Megan Fox is 35. Kim Kardashian is in her 40s.
I don't know. Going from Kim to Megan Fox is a lateral move. He needs to move up.
Who's hotter than Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm saying I don't know where he goes from here. It's got to be somebody that comes out of nowhere.
How about this? What will be Amazon's next big thing? So you know how Amazon, they came up with Prime, and then they started making their own television. They had Amazon Studios, and they're producing their own stuff. And then they have the Amazon Go. You know, you could just walk in, and you scan it. You just take what you want to eat, and you just scan it on your way out. What's their next big thing?
Radio.
I think they're already doing that.
No, they're going to do it right. And they're going to come out with radio with podcasts built into it. It's all going to be about creative content in a different way and free. Right. So it's going to be the next step that destroys radio.
Like the Prime version of radio, like you pay a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription, you get all the radio you want?
Yeah, I think it's going to come with your Prime membership, kind of like TV. So Sirius and Satellite has already proven that you're willing to pay a little bit for the right content. But if it already comes to you and you have unlimited minutes on your phone and it's free because you have Prime, game over.
I was thinking Amazon's next big thing is going to be an Amazon airline.
Airlines are dead.
But again, that's why Amazon would do it, because they love to take something that's dead and bring it to life. I mean, if you think about it, when they revolutionized online shopping, they revolutionized app TV. I mean, Netflix upped their game because of Prime.
I think the next step in transportation anyway is going to be trains. So, because they're already talking about bullet trains now, how much faster and cheaper they are getting from point to point in Asian countries. They can move the same amount of distance in less time than flying now, because you don't have to deal with all the airport shit. You don't have to deal with snow and issues like that. I mean, there's another 10,000 flights canceled today. People are going to get sick of this crap. And then trains are going to start being more electric. It's going to be the next thing.
All right. What celebrity couple you think is going to get divorced this year?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you think he's gonna get divorced? Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It seems like he and Blake Lively have this amazing marriage.
That's why it's gonna blow you away.
Oh.
That's because I didn't see that coming.
Right.
And he's gonna go with a Kardashian or something. I mean, Deadpool 3 is gonna come out, which is gonna be huge. And then he's got every movie anywhere. He's heartbroken over Betty White.
Right, that's a good point.
So God only knows where he could go.
I think that...
Please be Travis Scott.
Oh, you think Travis Scott and...
They ain't going to make it.
Kylie Jenner ain't going to make it?
They ain't going to make it.
I think they've had a very hard year. I think they have a lot of challenges. I mean, they have two kids now, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so will that make it more stressful for them, or will that be the thing that, you know, gets them there forever? I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't think Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are going to be together in a year from now.
And I think I don't care.
Oh, okay. Fine. Okay, how about maybe you care about this one. Between you and I, which one of us will make the biggest purchase this year?
Me.
Yeah, it's always you.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, you buy houses and cars.
Yeah, I don't think in 2022 I have anything to buy.
You might.
No, I mean, unless it's a motorcycle, and I'm not buying another one of those, so...
You'll have a reason to get a car, I'm sure.
No, I just bought a car. I got a 2022.
Oh.
So it's going to be...
So you already made a big purchase.
But that was last year. I bought it a year before it came. So, yeah, I mean, I'm carred out unless I knock on wood, I wreck a car maybe. But, yeah, I mean, I can't buy any more houses. Yeah, I'm out of parking spots. So you're pretty... I'll go with you.
You think I'll make a big purchase this year? Okay.
Yeah. You could buy new shoes. That could be a big purchase.
Well, if I buy shoes, it will be a big purchase. There's a pair of boots I saw I want. They're $1,200. I know. But you find a way to buy some technology or something or some microphone that's $2,000. Like you, I'm still going with you.
I mean, paying this one off.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And when I'm done paying for it, you don't buy another one. It's not like shoes. They don't go out.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. But you've already made. You bought a house. You bought a car. You bought an expensive microphone. You know, not me. I mean, the most expensive thing I bought, I bought some salmon the other day. I was like, wow, this shit's expensive.
I put it on a payment.
Can I pay off the salmon over time?
Three payments of $10.25. Good.